The Mariners and the Twins on Monday night. The M's looking to take advantage of a Twins team which has the majors' worst home record as we pick this one up in the top of the second. Game tied at two. Bases loaded, one away for Mitch Haniger. He faces Adalberto Mejia.
That's pretty good right there.
Drilled deep to center. Buxton going back, not going to get it. Bounces over the wall. That's going to cost the Mariners a run because Gamble was running up the back of Tyler Smith. A two-run score. Mitch Haniger does what he does best. Just hit the ball hard. Picks up two RBIs. Gives him 18. 4-2 Mariner lead. Cano up the middle. Diving is Dozier. Run scores, everybody safe. Single in an RBI for Cano. 5-2 Mariners.
The pitch to Grossman. Swinging a high pop-up into shadow left field. Seager racing over. Same story, Tyler Smith. Seager in foul territory. A basket catch over his shoulder. How did he make that catch? Seager running a long, long way over by the tarp out of the warning track. And Seager robbing an at-bat of Robbie Grossman. Out number one.
Zanino, base hit, left center field. Scoring is Seager. First to third, Valencia. Keep on rolling, it's 9-2 Seattle.
I have really liked watching Mike since being recalled, how aggressive he is early in counts. If he gets a fastball or something in the strike zone that he likes, he's going to try to hit it hard, and there's a fastball away from him. That's right on the corner. Hits it hard enough to get it past the shortstop again. His second base hit.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, well hit ball, deep to left field. Grossman going back, looking up. And this one is off the top of the wall. No, it's gone. In and out of the ballpark. It left the park right over the top of the wall. It came back in a hurry. But it went in and out of the front row of seats. The call by the second base umpire, Danny Valencia, with a rocket of a home run to straightaway left field. And the Mariners now lead the Twins by a score of 11-3. Number six on the year for Valencia and his third run batted in tonight. How about that? Danny Valencia, a line drive home run. That ball just went in and out of the seats.
When the Mariners' offense is humming, it is one of the best in baseball, as evidenced by Monday's 14-3 beatdown of the Twins at Target Field. Here is Seattle skipper Scott Servais.
Outstanding offensive night. We certainly, you know, we got silenced a little bit at home in the Toronto series, so not totally surprising. You know, we bounced back tonight, but a lot of good at-bats, up and down the lineup. We got a lot of two-out clutch hits with guys in scoring position, so it was a great night offensively. And Gardo really threw the ball well after the first inning, you know, giving up the double, two-run double to Maurer. He settled in, gave us six, and, allowed us to, you know, keep the game moving along, so you know, really excited. That's, you know, when Mitch Haniger and all the guys kind of keep moving the line, it's pretty fun offense to watch. Game like tonight, obviously Gamble is, you know, really seeing the ball well. Not chasing pitches, just getting on base. Swing's been very good, very short. And against left-handed pitching, you know, you don't really expect that often from a young player, but he's in a good spot. And then, you know, Haniger just continues to grind at bats and, you know, feel good about when he gets in the box. He's always got a really good plan, and you know, it's what it takes. It's not just the guys in the middle all the time, and they'll certainly, contribute a bunch. But tonight, it was kind of all the guys around them. Originally, after the group got together, they decided, you know, they were going to call it a double. I owe it to the player to take it to review. I know the score of the game and what it seems like, but, you know, the players are out there busting their tail, and if there's a chance for it to be a home run, it needs to be looked at. So then it's a boundary call, and that's what we did. He wasn't as sharp. I think there was more balls up in the zone that we were able to get on. Guys were seeing the ball pretty good off him. You know, once you see a guy, it's tough to come back and pitch against the same team again, you know, right after you've seen him 5 days earlier. So I thought we did a good job getting him to get the ball up, and we put some pretty good swings up.
A 2-2 game in the second. Mitch Haniger put the M's on top for good with a tie-breaking ground rule two-run double off Adalberto Mejia. Here is Haniger speaking to the media following the game.
I've been feeling good. So, I mean, in my mind, I've been ready to go. And it's good to get out on the field and just produce and help the team win. Yeah, I mean, I think in the first inning there was a little sun shadow. But other than that, yeah, it's a good place to hit and definitely saw the ball well. It's been a great opportunity for every one of us. And, you know, go out each night, do what we can to help the team win and just learn from the veterans on our team. We have so many good guys in our clubhouse. So that's huge, just talking to Nelly and Cruz and Seager and all the veterans and just picking their brains.
Danny Valencia drilled his sixth home run of the season in the eighth inning off Craig Breslow to give the Mariners an 11-3 lead en route to a 14-3 victory at Target Field. Here is the veteran infielder sharing his thoughts after the game.
I made some adjustments over the years with my swing. When I felt like when I was here in Minnesota, you know, I was just a boy, not really knowing too much. I just never really changed because I had much success in the minor leagues. But I was fortunate enough to play with some hitters that I wanted to emulate somewhat. And, you know, in the past 3 years, it's been really good for me. Yeah, I haven't had much success off him. He's struck me out 3 out of the 4 bats I had against him, but he's got good stuff, to be honest. Our guys obviously saw him better than I did, it's definitely a little bit works to our favor somewhat when you see a guy, just 5 days ago.
The Avs sent Christian Bergman to the mound on Tuesday. He'll be opposed by Kyle Gibson.